It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
How's Chris this morning?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
Not too bad. Cold wave, 67 degrees outside this morning.
It's nice and cool.
Wow. That's like 5 or 6 degrees cooler than it was this time yesterday.
Yeah.
Whew. Man, I have to go grab a coat. Okay, not.
Yeah, don't go that far.
Not at all. Kendall Warren's in with us this morning as we get our program off and running. He'd like to tell us today about W&S Suppliance. How's Kendall this morning?
Very good, Jim. Thank you. Got one front load washer, practically new. Got a matched front load washer dryer set. A couple of used cooktops, one gas and one electric, both in excellent condition. A couple of used built-in dishwashers. Got a used drying center by Maytag. You can air dry and tumble dry all at the same time. 3 large capacity side-by-side refrigerators. Got a couple of used air conditioners, fully guaranteed. Got 20 cubic foot upright freezer that's near new, and an older model 16 cubic foot upright freezer, and a used automatic washer, all fully guaranteed. Got gas and electric ranges, Whirlpool, Manta, Maytag, and LG, and Frigidaire. Freestanding on display, and a full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order. Freezers chest and upright. Got some more freezers in yesterday, so stock of models is good, sizes, so for quick delivery or pickup. Dehumidifiers in stock in several sizes, still have a few room air conditioners. Jim?
Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that. I know what the thermometer says outside, but you know what? The fall and winter seasons aren't too terribly far away. We all know how quickly things can change here in Iowa. So it's time to start thinking about the Hunter Education courses, which are coming up. Dr. Bob Sharp in studio with us this morning, helping out to coordinate all of those activities. How are you this morning?
Good, Jim. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much for coming in.
Yeah.
Have these changed a lot over the years?
It's kind of interesting. I was thinking about that on the way out, that when we first started doing these things, we had to have everybody attend the actual live course, and we've probably taught that 15, 20 hours of course time. And then the state changed that quite a few years ago, and you can actually get an online course now. It's kind of become the thing to do. And you can take that, I suppose it probably takes a couple, 3, 4, 5 hours to go through all that stuff. There's little tests afterwards. And all you have to do is attend the handling course that we have to give on Saturday morning. So it's changed quite a bit.
Well, everybody else is using online for different reasons and things. And, you know, if you can get some of that work done ahead of time that you don't need hands-on instruction for.
Yep, makes quite a difference. The kids bring the tests into the coursework. We check off that they've got them, and then we get right into the things that we really need to have instructors for.
Well, it's probably a little easier to keep their attention that way, too.
There gets to be a time or two we have to raise the tone of your voice to keep people's attention, yeah.
Well, and we joke about it, but it's not funny. It's important stuff. They need to understand a lot of these things, so you really need their full attention the whole time.
Yeah, I think in our culture today, it's really important that people understand how to handle a firearm and the accidents that we can avoid. It's really interesting also that DNR sends out to the instructors a summary of what's gone on the year previous, if there's been accidents or injuries or even fatalities. And you can watch from the probably middle 70s until now, you can watch that accident statistic just keep going down and down and down and down. And I think in the last couple of 3 years, last year maybe we had one fatality, but it's really not been a big issue. It's been really a lot better since they're doing those courses.
Well, people are a lot more aware of the things and their surroundings and those types of things, too, when they're out, I think, these days. And a lot of things have changed. Well, let's talk a little bit about the hunter safety courses now. Let's just start from the beginning. Who can take them? Who has to take them?
Anybody who's age 12 and over can take those. Actually, we can instruct an age 11 person, but they won't get a certificate until they're 12. So if they're 11 or 12 or up, they can take that. If you're an adult, if you plan on hunting out of state, almost all states now require some type of hunter education certificate to get an out-of-state hunting license over the counter, or even if you have to send in for one and get one of those draw tags that everybody wants. So it depends on if you've got a need from that standpoint. And like to get a license in the state of Iowa, even if it's a trapping license, you have to have a hunter education card. So everybody born after 1972, I think, has to do that in Iowa.
But even if you don't have to, but you'd like to, you can.
We have a lot of the parents who will bring their kids, and they'll just take the course along with their children, and it's kind of a nice thing to have. And then they get their awareness also of what's going on. And even if they're not a sportsman, a hunter, it's nice to have that information.
Well, maybe a little continuing education.
Continuing
that way too.
Education, yeah.
Yeah, very good. Well, what should they do prior to this?
In our world today, they have to register for this course online. And so there's a website, and we've handed it out to the middle school and the high school and around the community, so there's a place that you can look for that. But the website is the www.iowadnr.gov/training, and it'll actually take you to the rest of those places pretty quickly. And most people are pretty familiar with how to get through a website. You can also go to the DNR main webpage, and let's just type Iowa DNR on their computer and their search engine and go ahead and punch that on the, when the website comes up on the left-hand scroll bar on the side, there's a place that says Hunter Education, and they can go in there and they can tab through all those things and find the registration sites and that. It's just a matter of negotiating through that if they're computer familiar and
sure.
Those things.
Now, we're talking about this because you're running out of time. It's next week.
It's next week, yeah. I'm tardy for getting here.
That's all right.
But next September, starting on the 3rd, which is a Tuesday, and September 5th is a Thursday, those will be our classroom hours. And what they have to do is they have to go in and they have to get on that website and take the test if they're going to do those online. And they have to bring those in on the Tuesday and drop those off to us so we know that they're registered for the course and they're going to take the course. They also have to attend for an hour or so on the Thursday. Officer Sandsgaard, Eric Sandsgaard, is our conservation officer for Cass and Adair Counties, and he has to give a course on the laws. So that takes about an hour for Eric to go through that, and then we have the live firing or the handling on the 7th, which is a Saturday. So if they can get in on the, it's at the Iowa Western Community College, by the way, and the course starts at 6 o'clock, runs till 9. We run into some problems with the kids in athletics, evening practices, and that's where that computer online course really helps us a lot so we can get that Saturday handling stuff done. So Iowa Western Community College, 6 to 9, September 3rd, 5th, and we'll live fire on the 7th. And if you want to attend, you just have to go online and register.
What time on Saturday the 7th? Same time?
No, we haven't decided that yet. We usually go to the Iranistan area, and we have to coordinate that with the county so we can get permission to get in there and get those things done. And it might work out that we have enough instructors to do it early, but sometimes our instructors work till noon, so we have to do it in the afternoon. So we'll announce that at the course on Thursday.
Now, to get the certification, do they have to attend all three sessions?
They have to have 12 hours of education, of which they can get 9 hours on the website, 9 or 10 hours there. And then we have the live firing, which gives them the other three. State requires 12 hours of education.
What happens during those live firing sessions?
It's pretty straightforward. During the coursework that they take, it tells them how to handle a firearm, but it's not the same as getting your hands on one and actually doing it. So we go through the firearms handling. We teach them how to hold the firearm, what positions that are the safest, what they have to do. We actually, at different times, we'll have like little scenarios where we have to have them walk and cross fences, and they tell us whether it's a good situation to actually shoot or don't shoot by seeing what their background is. And for a while, we actually had them ask a farmer for permission. That was kind of a fun thing to do. But it just instilled in those people the idea that it's not just go out there and do what you want to do, that people have permission to ask, and that landowners, it's their property, so you need to be respectful. It's kind of a hard thing to teach people sometimes, is the fact that you have to be aware that there's an ethics involved in hunting. And so we try to instill that to them also. But the live firing, they'll actually fire a firearm, so they become familiar with what that's like. We shoot a clay target, and we have steel targets that they can shoot a rifle at. So it's a nice course to give them some good initial instruction.
We didn't have to participate in this when we were young.
No, start till about the 70s.
I was going to say, I don't even think it was around when we started doing this stuff when we were kids. Remember the first time that you had a chance to get out? Did you go out with your dad?
No, I think I was probably in my... Well, I wasn't a teenager yet then, and we did it when I was trapping. So I had a little gun I carried for them, but we didn't have any instruction at all.
Yeah, no. Just go out and have at it.
Yep.
I still remember the first time I went hunting with my dad, because there was no safety education course. We just learned it from Pop.
Yeah.
You know, but go out there. Oh, he had us so frightened of the kick on the kick on the gun. He had us, I mean, we were afraid our shoulder was going to break off our bodies and end up 6 miles down the road. You know, he had us so frightened about that part of it. I think he was trying to set us up for, you know, to make sure.
Give you some respect for the thing.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And it wouldn't be near as bad once we did it as what they built it up to be. But there wasn't really a lot of that. It was usually what we heard in the car. You know, the instruction we got from the time we left the house till the time we showed up to the location where we were going to do the hunting and stuff. So, you know,
a
lot's going on.
Fear. It's a pretty common fear about that. And that's one of the things about the live frying that we try to alleviate. Yeah. We usually shoot 20-gauge shotguns and 22 rifles, so there's not a lot of recoil. But in today's world, it's kind of interesting. If you watch the advertisements for firearms on TV, they all have this recoil reduction thing that they're doing now. And they have these little burners they put in the stock and all this. And that's because the number one fastest growing group of people who are involved in hunting sports are women aged 25 to 35. Mm. And the biggest fear for women is felt recoil. So that's what the firearms manufacturers are trying to alleviate. It's kind of an interesting thing when you watch the stories.
You bet. Well, there's so many things involved in safety, too. Not just what you do that day, but what you do beforehand. How you treat and handle your weapon, cleaning those types of things.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't keep them in good repair and good condition, hey, you're asking for trouble.
Well, you hear the stories of the accidents of people getting out of a car with a gun that's loaded and injuring themselves or a cleaning injury, and we try to go over those things and make sure they know what to do. We demonstrate those procedures and try and give them some background information.
You bet. Are these hunter education courses, Bob, are they held in all counties?
Yeah, matter of fact, they are. And there's a chief instructor in each county, and then we have regional safety officers that we utilize. And then we have our group of instructors. We meet. There's a statewide organization. They have a yearly meeting, so we can do that, and everybody gets on the same page. And I think that's part of the reason why we have an online course, so everybody gets the same instruction and gets going.
Right.
We have a good group of instructors here, Lewis Bruce, Dan Brown, and Steve Fletcher, and then Officer Sandsgaard all help us out with these courses. So we got a good group of guys to help out.
Very good. So look for the schedule if you don't happen to live here in Cass County. You don't have to live in Cass County.
Nope.
Take it here.
We have people from Council Bluffs, from Des Moines. I've had a guy drive from Davenport once, so...
He must have missed the local one, huh?
I think he did.
All right. So, yeah, if you want to stop by, again, the date's coming up next Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, the 3rd, 5th, and 7th of September at Iowa Western Community College, 6 to 9 p.m. on the Tuesday, Thursday sessions, and they get you going. Get online. That's iowadnr.gov/training. Make sure you get online and get yourself registered for that. Is there a cost?
No cost. The instructors volunteer their time, and the state pays for everything else.
There you go. Easy enough.
Thank you.
All you have to do is get on and sign up. Bob, thanks a lot for the info.
Thank you.
All right, very good. We need to turn things back over to Kendall Warren. He needs to tell us more this morning about W&S Suppliants. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got dishwashers, built-in and convertible portable, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, and LG. Still have a few models on closeout because of model changes. Got over 80 new refrigerators in stock, so good selections of models, colors, and prices. Top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator, the place, W&S Suppliants. Got washers and dryers, small, large, and super capacity in front load and top load. Do have some washers with a 5-cubic-foot capacity tub. Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and LG. If you've got space problems, we have stack-type units. We also offer Speed Queen washers and dryers, which are made in the United States, carry a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service, 5 years on the washer motor, and 10 years on the washer transmission. It's Thursday, and the pot's on, and we'll be open till 8 to 9. Jim?
All right, very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Bob, I did have one more thing I just thought of. The live fire on Saturday. Yeah. Do they have to bring their own gun?
No, we can't do that. So everything's supplied.
Okay. That's all they have to worry about. Then just bring yourself.
Yep.
All right, very good. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate you coming in this morning. That's Dr. Bob Sharp. And get yourself signed up again, iowadnr.gov/training, so you can get signed up for that coursework. Hey, go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.